The Chinese government is calling on the United States to fulfill its obligations under international anti-crime and anti-corruption conventions. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin made the remarks after the U.S. filed charges against 8 participants in China's fox hunt campaign and arrested 5 of them. Wang says China firmly opposes to the U.S. slandering its efforts to hunt down fugitives and recover illicit money. A defense ministry spokesperson says the militaries of China and the U.S. have agreed to discuss humanitarian assistance and disaster relief via the internet next month. Wu Qian says consultations on maritime security issues will also be held via video conference by the end of the year. He says China is willing to continue to push forward coordinated, cooperative, and stable development of its ties with the U.S. The Ministry of Commerce has reviewed the latest progress in China-EU investment agreement negotiations. Spokesman Gao Feng says that last year, China and the EU have accelerated the pace of negotiations, despite the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. 8 rounds of formal negotiations have been held this year, and good progress has been made on text and list negotiations. He says at present, the focus is the remaining text and market access issues.
It is the common aspiration of both sides to reach an agreement as early as possible. China is willing to make joint efforts with the EU to take into full consideration of each other's concerns on the basis of consensus building, meeting each other halfway, and strive to achieve the goal of completing the negotiations within the year in accordance with the requirements of the leaders, so as to push China-EU economic and trade cooperation to a new height.
China and the EU held the 33rd round of investment agreement negotiations from October 18th to Friday last week. French President Emmanuel Macron has called on France to unite and not give in to the spirit of division after a deadly knife attack in Nice. Macron spoke at a press conference in Nice on Thursday after a knife-wielding attacker killed 3 people outside a church in the city.
In France, there's only one community, it's the national community. And I want to tell all our fellow citizens, no matter their religion, whether they believe or not, that we must be united in these times and not give in to the spirit of division. I know that our fellow citizens are today profoundly shocked, shaken by what has happened once again. So I call for everybody to be united.
Macron also announced that he will increase to 7,000 the number of soldiers deployed nationwide to protect against attacks. The Trump administration has informally notified Congress of its plan to sell advanced fighter jets to the United Arab Emirates. The deal will reportedly include up to 50 of the F-35 jets at a cost of $10.4 billion. The sale, once completed, would make the UAE the second country in the Middle East to fly the jets after Israel. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Elliot Engel has urged Congress to analyze the consequences of the export. The congressman says the potential sale will change the military balance in the Gulf and affect Israel's military edge.